Chapter 34, From Republic to Empire. As Rome grew into a huge empire, power fell into the hands of a single supreme ruler. 34.1. In the last chapter, you learned how Rome became a republic. In this chapter, you'll discover how the republic grew into a mighty empire that ruled the entire Mediterranean world. The expansion of Rome, of Roman power, took place over about 500 years, from 509 BCE to 14 CE. At the start of this period, Rome was a tiny republic in central Italy. 500 years later, it was a thriving center of the vast empire. At its height, the Roman Empire included most of Europe, together with North Africa, Egypt, Syria, and Asia Minor. The growth in Rome's power happened gradually, and it came at a price. Romans had to fight countless wars to defend their growing territory and to conquer new lands. Along the way, Rome itself changed. Romans had once been proud to be governed by elected leaders. The heroes were men who had helped to preserve the republic. By 14 CE, the republic was just a memory. Power was in the hands of a single supreme ruler, the emperor. Romans even worshipped the emperor as god. In this chapter, you'll see how this democratic change, occurred. You will trace the gradual expansion of Rome in power. You will also explore the cost of the expansion, both for the Romans and for the people they conquered. Use the map as a graphic organizer to help you understand how Rome expanded from a republic into a great empire. End of page 323.